We are continuing our look at some of the local candidates running in the federal election in the region, and we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by a guy who's no stranger to federal politics in the area, Chris Workington. He is running again for the Conservatives in Grand Prairie, McKenzie. Yes, first of all, Chris, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks, Kyle.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, Chris, you're a longtime member of Parliament of the area. I believe you've been an MP since 2006, I want to say, so you've certainly been down this road a few times. What made you decide to give it another go here?
You know, really what has really motivated me is a very personal one. Really, this election more than any, I just believe that for the sake of my kids and for the people that come after us, we have to turn this country around. When I look at where we're at, I think of the opportunities and the freedoms that I took for granted as a young person. When I consider that, you know, my kids are now teenagers or moving into their teenage years, you know, we've got to take this country, you know, back in the direction of ensuring that people can have the freedoms and the opportunities that we have had as long as standing. Rights in this country and expectations in this part of the world, and I have grown increasingly concerned about the direction of the current government, and I am, you know, strongly opposed to many of the things as Peace Country residents are aware of, and certainly I'm hearing for those same concerns at the doors throughout the Peace Country.
And certainly this province does have a bit of an interesting relationship sometimes with the federal government, and there are certainly some issues that it has with the federal level. Now, when it comes to sort of our region around here, what are some of the big issues that you think can sort of be addressed at the federal level that would have the most impact here?
Well, really, you know, as we look at the federal impact on the Peace region, we think of the energy sector. We think of the changing regulations that the federal government has imposed on the province of Alberta, and really the impact that's had in terms of reduced investment in the province of Alberta and the ability to create jobs. And quite frankly, I've been, you know, we've seen just such a significant drop in the employment in much of the Peace Country in the energy sector, and I think that it's time to turn that around and really have a government that will be proud of the industry that is located here in the Peace Country and sell our products around the world proudly. We know that there's a growing demand for energy, and you know, oil and gas producers around the world are growing in market share. Well, the Canadian market share continues to shrink. We know that there's opportunities in the Peace Country. We know that they have, you know, that they've been proven. But what we do also know is that we have a government that really has tried to phase that sector out in the province of Alberta, and I think that has had a negative impact in our communities. Obviously, when it comes to other sectors like the forestry and the agricultural sectors, I believe that we need a federal government that will sell our products into new markets and ensure that we're able to access markets that we haven't in the past, and I think that is a role that the federal government can play to ensure that we continue to get world prices and premium prices for the premium products that we produce.
Obviously, someone like you who's certainly been down this road before and, you know, seeing what happens in Ottawa and sort of advocating for the region here, what can you sort of bring to the table when it comes to sort of continuing to be a voice for the region here?
Well, you know, obviously experience does help, and I can tell you that over the last number of years, I have continued to learn. There's no question that every year is different and every challenge is different, but as I've continued to work and grow as a parliamentarian, I've been able to grow in terms of the influence that we're able to exert in Ottawa and be able to fully understand ways to help constituents. And so every day in our constituency office, we hear from hundreds of constituents that look for support from the federal government, and we're able to help navigate those challenges that people are facing. But in terms of the legislative side as well, opportunities that present themselves as an experienced parliamentarian, the better that I am to be able to advocate for the needs of the Peace Country in the different committees and responsibilities that I do have.
And obviously, when you look around the riding of Grand Prairie and McKenzie, in terms of the communities, obviously you got the stuff around Grand Prairie. You also got places like Ryecroft, Spirit River. Then, of course, as you make your way north, you got, you know, your Manning and Paddle Prairie, High Level, Rainbow Lake, all those types of communities out there. When it comes to sort of meeting different people around the riding, what are some kinds of things that you've heard from them?
When I, I do have one of the largest ridings in the province, one of the largest ridings in the country. It's 20% of the landmass of the province of Alberta, and I have traveled throughout the entire Peace Country. And what I've heard consistently is a desire to see Justin Trudeau replaced. People are tired of him. They recognize that he and his government have brought forward policies that have impacted the ability for Peace Country businesses to thrive, and quite frankly, residents want him replaced, and they're looking for a government that will recognize and appreciate what's happening here in the Peace Country, and support the industries that really have been drivers in our communities. And so, I'm proud to be part of really the only alternative to the federal Liberals, and that's the Conservative Party of Canada. I'm proud to be part of a team that will advocate for every part of this country and people, and not pit people against other people or region against region, but really be a government that will support people across this country. And quite frankly, I'm proud to be part of the Peace Country, from the Peace Country, and advocate for the Peace Country. And I'm proud to be part of a team that I believe will truly appreciate the needs and the expectations of people who live within the Peace.
And finally, here at the Trending 55, Hansi, we always like to show a little light on some of the politicians' personal lives, a kind of way of showing, hey, you know what, these guys are people too. So when it comes to you, when you're not busy in sort of the political realm, what kinds of things are you kind of doing in sort of your personal time, if you will?
Well, I've got three kids that are entering their teenage years, and so Michelle and I do love to spend time with the kids. Obviously, different seasons allow us to do different things. We love to ski as a family when during the winter. I'm also an avid woodworker. I love to do construction projects and renovation projects around the house, and help my buddies out when they need help with those types of projects as well. So life is busy, and in a household of kids that are getting into those years where they're taking on their first jobs and they're involved in music and sports teams. But Michelle and I do like to sneak off from time to time and try to get away and do some fun things alone. But really, quite frankly, most of our time, our personal time is spent with our kids. We love anything that we can do as a family.
Sounds like you got a lot of things to keep you busy, and we'll let you get back to the campaign trail here. Chris Forkerton, running for the Conservatives in Grand Prairie and McKenzie, thanks for joining us here today.
Awesome. Thanks so much.